Hey, my friends, it's Thomas Griffin here, and I really wanted to reach out to you tonight in a different way, a way that you haven't heard in a while, or maybe have never heard the sound of my voice. And I just wanted you to hear me say that we love you. We cherish you being connected to you this way through email. We don't take it for granted. You're not just a number, not just another email. Every month, we read through and pray for hundreds of people. And as the Lord leads, we even respond at times with maybe a word of encouragement or a prayer. But tonight I wanted to pray over you. I wanted to pray over your family. I want to remind you that you're not alone, that loneliness, it can be a big feeling, but it's a big lie because Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you, even until the end of the world. And it's hard because our emotions sometimes can convince us that we're alone, convince us that nobody cares. And especially when we get into seasons where the people that we thought were going to be there weren't there, or our own family sometimes can forget us and we can feel overlooked. And I know many of you have felt overlooked. And I just want to encourage you that you're not overlooked. You are seen. Our Father in heaven watches every moment of every day, and he's with you. He's walking with you. And sometimes we've been taught that we have to pray God into our circumstances, when really what we're doing is we're releasing our circumstances to him to have control. It's not that God is way up there, the big man in the sky, and he has to be prayed into our presence. No, he's with us always. Jesus was in the bow of the boat when the disciples were going through the storm. And you may be in a storm in your life right now, and I wanted to tell you that you're not alone. Jesus, the Son of the living God, he's right there, and he's present with you, and he knows what you're going through. There's nothing that you're walking through that he hasn't already walked through, that he hasn't already felt, that he hasn't already overcome. And because he's in you, you are more than an overcomer in Christ. Because he's in you and you are in him, it's like I've given an example. It's like being in a car versus being next to a car. You can have the presence of the Lord in your life, but there's a difference between being in Christ, and you get in Christ like you get into your car, and you are encapsulated, and you can go places that you can't go by yourselves, and you're protected. And so the in Christ part is where we've got to be. And so I want you to, as we pray, I want you to hide yourself in him. What that means is, Lord, it's not that I get the victory, but that you have the victory already, and I inherit it by being your son, your daughter. Lord, thank you that you overcame. It's by your stripes that I was healed. It's by your blood that I've been atoned and redeemed. And it's about living in him and what he did, and not about what we can do or what we've done. And a lot of times we try, we wait until the end of all of our trying, and then we ask God for help. And I just wanna encourage you with whatever you're trying to navigate yourself, if there's anything in your life that you are in full control over, the Lord says, let it go, give it to him. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. He cares for you, and he paid a price, and that price was to take all of your sin, all of your iniquity, all the missing the mark, all the guilt, all the shame, all the failure, and give it to him and let him take it and give back to you victory. Victory. It's victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. It's not victory with Jesus. It's victory in Jesus. So hide yourself in him. When you go to battle, you say, the battle is not mine, it's yours, Lord. Trust him for the victory. Trust him for the overcoming, all right? Father, I just pray right now, right where this listener is, that your presence just surrounds them, that tangible thing. And Lord, we don't have to feel you to know you, but we're thankful that we can feel you. And I pray right now for your glory to settle on this moment. Father, that your compassion and your love and your empathy for this son and daughter, for this brother or sister in Christ, Lord, that I'm speaking to, just is made real to them, and they feel your love wash over them like a cool glass of water on a hot day. God, that they would feel your presence, and that the peace of heaven would just enter their heart, that they would rest in who you are, that your grace is enough, that you're big enough, you're strong enough, your victory was real enough for every battle that they may face. Father, we release it to you. You said you give and take away. And so, Father, we give you our stress. We give you anxiety. We give you fear. We give you depression. We give you all those things that are of the flesh. And we receive your peace. And we receive your victory. We receive your presence. We receive your joy. We receive and thank you, God, that you've made all things possible and that all things are made new. And God, that your grace is enough. It's enough for every missing of the mark that we do, every problem we go through, every resistance in life that we encounter. Your grace is just so more than enough. Thank you for that. And as we lay our heads down tonight, we release everything to you, even the victories, even the good things. Tomorrow's a new day and we need a new portion. Father, we trust you. You're perfect in all your ways. Maybe right now you need to just release some things to him and just say, Lord, I trust you. You're perfect in all your ways. Your grace is enough. Maybe you need to speak that out loud. Remember, God in his infinite creative capacity required his own self to speak in order to create. Maybe you need to say out loud, Father, I release this to you. I release this to you. I know it's not your plan that I'm anxious for anything. And so I trust you and I accept your peace and I receive your joy and I receive your victory. Clothe me, God, in who you are, that when people would see, to look to see me, they would see you. That they would see that it's not that I'm so great that I was victorious, but that you were victorious and I'm hidden in you. Father, I thank you for favor. I thank you for provision. I thank you for resource. I thank you for increase. I thank you for solutions. I thank you that it's already finished, that everything we need has already been provided by you. We have this confidence in you, God, that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. From finances to relationships to promotions and jobs, we rest it all in your hands because your plan is the best plan. Our plans get in the way. Our plans end in failure. But your plan will always end in victory. Thank you for victory in Jesus. Thank you for the shed blood. Thank you for your son. Thank you for the price you paid for me. And tonight, I release my life to you. I acknowledge you in all my ways so that you can direct my paths. I turn it on over to Jesus, for he cares for me. This is the inheritance of sons and daughters of God, that Jesus takes it all, paid it all, because he cares for us. We rest in that tonight, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? Amen. We love you. We care for you. And we don't take it for granted being connected to you. Thank you for your partnership. Thank you for your love. Thank you for responding to emails. Thank you for being there, for listening to the music, for some of you even purchased the music. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you just for being a part of our lives. We love you. We pray for you. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name.